Blog Talk Radio.
Something happened to me last Thursday when I was driving home. I had a couple of miles to go. I looked up and saw a glowing orange object in the sky to the east. It was moving very irregularly. Suddenly, there was intense light all around me. When I came to,
Strange Round Secret Universe. I got a great show tonight. She's one of the best researchers in the field today. She's wrote me a couple books. Let's just bring her on. Hey, Chase.
Lauren, how are you?
Oh my God, it's so good to talk to you.
You too. I miss you, Lauren.
I know. You've been doing important things, haven't you?
I don't know if they're important, but I have been very busy, absolutely.
I was laying around watching TV the other day, and I was watching The Watchers 8, and I seen you on there. I was like, I need to bring her back on the show. It's been so long, and I'm glad you could join us again tonight.
Well, thanks so much for having me. You know I always enjoy being with you.
Oh, that's awesome. So what's been going on in 2015 so far, Chase?
So far, I've been wrapping up the Ohio's case, the Benny Foggins medal. Remember, we talked about that a little bit. I had just received the medal, I think, last time I saw you. And, you know, it's been analyzed and getting ready to throw those results out, which is really difficult because, you know, how do you make all this information available to the public? Because we want anybody who's interested in metal analysis to be able to sort through every shred of evidence and our field notes and everything. So we're putting it on a website and trying to get that ready. And just one thing after another, I know something really, really, speak of strange universe, right? I accepted a position and MUFON just probably like 48 hours ago. And so, yeah, I'm back in MUFON and getting ready to kick it with a team I'm very, very excited about with Jan Harzan and Steve Hudgens, who I'm thrilled to work for.
Oh, that's brilliant, Chase. Speaking of MUFON, I was on the phone with Sam Marinto a couple of days ago, and it's always a joy to talk to him. He's, you know, I've always tried to kind of go rogue in it, but, you know, I always do trust a lot of people, my fellow colleagues, such as yourself, you know, are involved with MUFON, you know, and, you know, trusted names. I can say that for sure.
It's so fun. I love Sam. And, you know, I was with MUFON for 18 years, a little sabbatical over the last four. But, you know, there's so many strides and, you know, this phenomenon is so much more important than anything else, really. So, you know, you can jump on and dive in and try to be part of a solution and try to drive home as much as of this evidence as we can.
Yeah, and that's really the main important objective is, you know, getting out there and researching. And, you know, there's not a lot of people have the guts like you do, sister, to go out there to Peru, for instance, and go out and actually find answers. But I also encourage people to just at least do research over the web. You know, that's at least one bird, one stone there, and you're getting the knowledge in at the same time, but, you know, which I really encourage going out and doing research too. But yeah, I mean, just going and getting the knowledge, I think that's really important. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, it's all about the research, and if you're interested in UFOs, there's so much information that's available out there. I love the internet, obviously, as a researcher and investigator, but boy, I'll tell you, you just can't beat a book. You know, you can't beat a Dolan book. You know, you can't beat a book from Grant Cameron or, you know, Robert Salas. There's so many out here, but, you know, there's really difficult to figure out how to get your information out to the public. You know, we know it's really not on TV, not, you know, the real stuff. So, you know, where do you do that? Do you do it on websites? You know, much like the whole, you know, we have the two slides of the alleged Roswell alien. You know, do you put it in a big press conference like that? We're still trying to figure out the fastest way to get our information and our evidence and, you know, our research to the public. And, you know, sometimes I think it's better than the internet because there's so much other stuff on the internet. Yeah. So for someone brand new, it's hard to weed through.
Yeah, it is. You know, and it took me a long time to be able to kind of get the, and it's kind of like an interwoven pattern. The way you analyze things, unless, you know, in my case, you know, I was, I guess I was really gullible when I first got into, do my research and information, just browsing and stuff like that. And when you finally start patterning the answers together and the ways, you start realizing, hey, I'm able to kind of tell what is the disinformation. I mean, and it's hard. It takes long, you know, a while to, but and I can give you a perfect example, like Before It's News. Everybody goes to Before It's News. And I think that, there is some agencies that put stuff on there and all over the web and for disinformation and stuff like that. And I was going to also admit, you know, also going to mention as well, as you know, on the social network, it's hard to even have an opinion on there without somebody eating you alive or taking your words out of context. And you know about that probably.
I try not to engage in that kind of stuff.
Well, you can't.
You know, yeah, you can't. It's you don't even know who you're arguing with sometimes, a certain point, or to counter, you know, a decent debate quote or a debate point. You're just not going to make headways in some of the arena. And it used to be. And so, you know, you kind of stick with your own almost, so to speak, when I say your own, you try to stick with people that you know have good intentions, a lot of solid research, are doing it right out here. And, you know, that's the best we can do is we're going to find each other. We're going to work together. You know, ufology is kind of a small field. So we all kind of know who's who out here and who's doing what.
Oh, yeah.
Who's in the field, who are the people that you could call on to help you research or help you get a website.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, you know, but who's
the main? The time that I've been doing everything, in the time that I, you know, got in here, I've been able to brush your shoulders with people that normally I was only able to admire from afar or through the books, you know. And then when we meet everybody, and everybody gets them together, and we do these conventions and appearances and everything, and sharing so much knowledge, it's just so, you know, greatly powerful. And I interrupted you, so I want you to continue, man.
Oh, no, you're okay. I was just, you know, going to build on that point. You know, when I hear all the time from people that will come up to us or come up to me and say, oh my gosh, you know, I went to this conference and I could not believe how much access I had to like Richard Dolan, or, you know, it's Peter Robbins or Lee Spiegel. And I think the first thing I think of is, oh, you must be from the paranormal world where you pay for $20 to have your photo taken with them, because, you know, we just, I don't know, ufologists are different. They're more science-minded, more grounded. You know, I think we're more devoted to truths out here, because really what separates ufology, the study of UFOs, from, say, paranormal or cryptids is UFOs are a national security issue. If we find evidence of extraterrestrials, it changes everything. Everything.
That's right. And I think with that we've had very important key factors, and we've had the, I wouldn't say evidence or proof or anything, but rather it's hidden in plain sight, you know, because everything's so secret, you know, from our government and just everything from that. We're all sheltered, you know, and it's people like you, people like Dolan, people like Mike Hanks, and you know, the people that's doing the really research. Nick, too. Nick Ransom. I can't forget him. I love him to death. but I tell you, I want you to tell me about, I know that we're going back to the past. Let's hop into the DeLorean for a second. The big event symposium in October of 2004, I was going to ask you about that because there were so many great people that attended that, including yourself.
The one in Chicago?
Yeah, the one in Milwaukee, or was it not Milwaukee? The one, David Weatherly, Michael was there, you was there, Nick Redford was there. I think Elaine Monsoon was there.
Paradigm Symposium. Yes, the Paradigm.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
Oh, man.
Olin and Micah, because, you know, they're all, you know, my boys from the network, you know, KGRA. It's just so awesome to have them. And it was a lot of fun. And, you know, Nick's a regular with all of us, as you know, because I know he's been a guest on your show as well. But honestly, it's kind of our vacation. I hate to say it.
You know, it's like work, but it's just like so much fun too, you know, and I think I'm always working, you know, between the research and never stop research and doing stuff like that. But whenever I go see all these familiar faces at these conventions, it's just like, it's like a party, but it's like work too. And it's just awesome. And I know you think so too. It's just amazing.
Yeah,
I'm sure you're treated like a queen. I'm sure you're treated like a queen. I know, because
you know, but only because you know, because there is so much respect that we have for each other out here, and we all
know
that. Yeah, it's, you know, I could say that, you know, we absolutely adore Richard Dolan. So of course, you know, we kind of spoil each other. It's our time to really celebrate and. Yeah, behind the scenes. And I think when people come to the conferences to see, you know, the boys, it's a lot of fun because, you know, they get caught up in that celebration as well. But, you know, it's so much fun. And
body and spirit, I was in Chicago, and, you know, in body, I was in Chicago, but in heart and spirit, I was there because that was the event of 2014. Now, I've seen that you was at this paranormal event that was in Florida. What is the UFO schedule look like so far?
The UFO schedule is looking pretty decent. Of course, you know, there's a big event at Octagon Hall that I'll be attending next month. And, you know, in April, I'm kind of going through here. It's got a few things. I'm going to be in Rhode Island, actually, in April. May, I believe I'm in Oklahoma doing a field training exercise. August, I'm going to be in Phoenix speaking at the Phoenix MUFON meetup. I think it's September is the MUFON symposium, October. I know, it's really rolling along really nicely. And there's a couple paranormal, couple UFO investigations in there. And, you know, of course, you know, leading this new team with MUFON is, you know, going to keep us busy as well.
Well, hey, it's the life. I love it.
Me too.
Very busy. I mean, it's just like, it's awesome to, you know, and I just think it's so awesome to find your own answers. And what's better than that today? It's really finding your own answers, going out here, going to some other country, or just stopping at nothing, and working with people like Jaime Musan and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh my God, that would be only a, that's awesome experience. I get captivated. I really do. I get captivated by you. I really do. You just, whenever I think that, that the bar is raised, it just don't never stop. It's just, hey, and I'm sure you hear stuff like that all the time, but it's just, you know, you really don't, a lot of people don't really know what great impression that you made on me. And, you know, and you're actually a part of the reason why I got my show back running again, too. I got to tip my hat off to you. I really do.
Well, thank you, honestly, Lauren. I hope if I do one thing really well out here, and it's to encourage people to jump in, let's get busy. We can all work together. You know, everybody has a role. If you can't, you know, jump in a car and go to all these investigations, you can research, you can do a radio show. I mean, there's always something to help, because let's face it, the things that we're talking about and the very, very important scientific evidence and things that we know are available, they're not coming out on CNN and Fox. You have to tune in to the digital broadcasters and the networks out here and the radio shows and the people, the independents that, you know, are investing their own money and just putting the word out here. This is where the action is. It's on internet radio. It's awesome.
Yeah, hey, you know, I'm still going strong. You know, there was even no times of even slowing down or anything. And then I was getting, you know, bringing on people like Robert Morningstar. And we were going into the call aspects of the JFK assassination. And Chase, I'm telling you, that totally captivated me. And which I also liked, he just talked like lecture form through the whole thing. And I just got to, like, sat back with Skywalker style. So it was...
Those are the best guests, right? The ones you just kind of sit back and they just do their thing. But you know,
unless it's like this right here, unless it's like this, like this is like a family reunion to me, you know, because it's just been so long since we talked, and it's just, you know, and it's just like I always see you doing so much good stuff, and it's just like your back's probably sore from me patting it, but it's just like.
I think you're very, very sweet, Lauren, but, you know, I'm just one of hundreds out here, honestly.
Hey, you know, everybody, it's hard to see, you know, for people see from what they're really, people don't really see themselves as being as important as they really are. You know what I'm saying? At times, you know what I'm saying? Because that we think of ourselves as just only human. But, you know, with our work, you know, with our contributions and, you know, the finding these answers that nobody else is seeming to have, you know, the gall to go find, or the integrity to put, to write a book and help give you step-by-step lessons of how to conduct a thorough investigation. That's unprecedented. Even wrote a children's book. The first of its kind. I mean, hey, I'm just scratching the surface here. No, I love
honestly,
you.
I worry about the kids because... You know, aliens and, you know, things like that, spaceships, you know, UFOs, it's all over their culture. It's in their video games and cartoons. And, you know, we have such an opportunity to educate them with possibilities. Let them dream. You know, let them think outside of the box. Let them ask, you know, questions that aren't normal. You know, really push that. And then I also have a little fear for the kids that see things that are not supposed to exist. And there's a trend that they become very isolated and they feel different and they're afraid to say anything because they don't want their friends to think they're weird or, you know, or they're terrified and they go home at night and don't want the lights to go out. It's kind of why I really, really have a soft spot in my heart for the kids of the paranormal and paranormal, including all of it, any unknowns, you know, especially the ones that need help. And I'm so thankful because I have many friends of MUFON and independent investigators and people out there that carry the book with them. And when they have a case that involves children, they give it to them so that they can see other kids are asking questions or, you know, that there's actually a little camaraderie there. There's a little information. Yeah. And, yeah, if nothing else, it's about the kids. I really, really like to push, if it's possible, let's dream it.
That's right. You know, and the thing about it is, too, you know, I'm glad that there's great people like you in the field because whenever you hear UFOs or even talk, just say I'm on the train going downtown, there's a small conversation ensues. And, you know, and if the UFO subject gets brought up, if you talk about it, there's either some reactions. There's fear, like they're scared, they just don't want to talk about it or anything like that, which I think that it's been the things on the TV, you know, these scary, you know, these Hollywood B-movies and all this other stuff, but even the other mainstream movies, but it's injecting fear. But as I've always said, they give you a little piece of it in films. And then, like, you know, we was talking about, you know, children and, you know, enlightening them about that. And, you know, we should also enlighten them about, you know, things of a darker element like cults and stuff like that, because that really does exist. And that's actually what I'm writing my first book on. I'm pretty much writing the occult aspect of everything, you know, because there is an occult aspect. If you think about the occult aspect of the paranormal world, you look at the Madame Blavatsky and you know, even down to Joseph Smith, all this other stuff. But then, you know, if we go into the UFO, there's an occult aspect in the UFO with Aleister Crowley, even Jack Parsons and all that stuff that was going on during that time, L. Ron Hubbard, you know. And even in religion, there's an occult aspect. But what I was going, but, you know, and I'm rambling, but the point that I was making, though, is also notify, you know, kids about cults and other dark happenings and also just anything that's out of the normal that looks like somebody's in danger or something like that, to not be able to, you know, be able to stand up for yourself and tell somebody, because there is bad people in the world. With all the good, there is bad, you know, and you know, as bad as it is. You know,
yeah, it's very important that kids have, you know, adults or somebody to go to and, you know, to let them know they have a voice, absolutely. And, again, to encourage them not to be afraid to ask questions and speak up and, you know, explore who they are. And if, you know, the kids are involved in any kind of, you know, paranormal activity or things, again, that are not supposed to exist, you know, to seek help, but from reputable people, you know, reputable people that can, you know, kind of come in. Because we're mostly afraid of what we don't understand. And a lot of times we find that once we're in control of our fear, we can control the situation. And we're finding that in paranormal, whether it's cryptids, it's, and especially in UFO type of contact or alleged contact, you know, there's things that can be done. There's some self empowerment that can happen, and it's really, you know, educating children on the realities of, you know, what their situation is, honestly. And sometimes the answer is, Yeah, I can't tell them. I mean, as a UFO investigator, I can never go in and say, oh, my gosh, I think you're being abducted by aliens. That will never come out of my mouth, you know. But, yeah, you know, I think contact with things we don't know about, paranormal, aliens, whatever, you know, people believe is going on in their life, it's a special population. This isn't nuts and bolts. This isn't running out, you know, grabbing UFO evidence. It's a very, very special population. And if you're not properly trained and certified and tested through, you know, institutional testing systems like colleges, and you're not a certified therapist, and, you know, stop playing with these people. You know, don't try and help people through things that you don't understand yourself.
Yeah,
so
you really screw somebody up that way.
Absolutely. I, you know, can only take, you know, a certain population, especially an abductee population, so far. And then you have to hand them off to, you know, professional people that are trained, literally trained, you know, with the PhDs and your, you know, science. And, you know, I'm very careful. I'm very, very cautious about causing more damage. And let's face it, we don't know who exactly they are and what they want. So until we do, we can't tell them it's all love and light. We can't tell them that it's dark and demons. You know, we have to be very, very careful out here.
I mean, hey, you can't, because it could be of a dark presence, because, you know, they have a lot of these groups, you know, online and all this other stuff about the, you know, the positive reptilian contact and, you know, the positive, you know, positive spiritual things, you know, but, you know, I believe there is positive contact with interdimensional beings and extraterrestrials and things of that nature. But the thing about it is people are not, you know, like we was talking about the kids, we need innovators. We need people, you know, like Henry Ford. I mean, with less of the anti-Semitic values, but, you know, the building cars, doing something, you know, innovators, people like, I ain't gonna say Steve Jobs necessarily, but, you know, during, you know, like World War II, when everything was like the Depression, communism was down, everything, and then there was ways people was making money, because one day when everything does fall, how, you know, them kids and the, you know, people like you that was telling them, hey, was giving them the information about the different knowledge and stuff like that, it's turning them into the innovators, because it's putting their mind on going to that higher knowledge. And that's what it is, Chase. It's higher knowledge, because a lot of people are brainwashed into believing that we still live in a flipping box. And you know, I don't judge anybody's religional preferences or anything like that, because, you know, there's great aspects about everything. You know, but I believe when we deal with these extraterrestrials and these UFOs and these other things, we've got to throw everything that we thought we knew, or what we were told by our parents, or what we were even, we got to break the cycle right then and there. And it's like we're babies. We got to learn from scratch again. You following me?
I do. And you're absolutely right. Again, it changes everything. Evidence of UFOs and, you know, extraterrestrials, and we're not alone in the universe. It's huge. It's huge. It's an age old question. And it's very, very important one to solve, and I believe it's coming. I don't for a second think it's going to come from our government. I don't think they know much more than we do, if you want to be honest, because we don't know who controls the cover-up or the secrets. I believe it's a very small group of people. I don't believe that every president is read in on, you know, what's in Area 51, if anything. It's a big, complex situation, and we don't even know that our government or humanity is in control of those secrets. What if the extraterrestrials have, you know, put conditions on disclosure? What if it's them who say you're not allowed, or what if they have that control? Because let's face it, Lauren, they can park an object right over Central Park anytime they want, and they don't. So who's really in charge of a cover-up? You know, I hate secret keepers. I hate anybody that thinks that they're that, you know, humanity can't handle the truth, or, you know, like the Condon Report, or, you know, some of these, you know, scientists that got together in a little room and decided what was going to be good for everybody, even 30 years from now. Our technology is so far surpassed expectations. You know, we're not driving cars that are anti-gravity yet. We don't have our food replicators that I'm waiting for. But let's face it, look at, it's such a short time. My cell phone has more technology than my computer did 10 years ago. And this was a big old monster tower, and it's ridiculous.
They're putting the Final Fantasy VII PlayStation games on tablets and cell phones. I mean, who would have thought that? They're actually able to put, I've seen at the last Microsoft, they were promoting Windows 10, or I forgot what number the new one is, but you're able to play your Xbox One through your tablet, like anywhere around the house or anything, like that kind of remote play. I mean, what's going to be next?
Well, drones. Look at the drone technology and how that's gone to a consumer market and absolutely catapulted this past year. Almost everyone I know has a drone, some sort of drone, whether it's a little helicopter their kids fly around the house, or, you know, a blimp, or a GoPro drone that's actually shooting, you know, footage overhead that, you know, we use in the field. It's amazing, the and this is all controlled from our tablets and our phones. It's so crazy. I just had to buy a new laptop, and, you know, I wanted something that was much lighter than the one I use for broadcasting. And so I get this little Chromebook, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this thing is friggin' ridiculous. It's so thin. It's so tiny. It's got an amazing amount. It's got as much technology and storage as, you know, my big computer that I have on my desk. It's just, I just love the technology, but that's only a part of it. If we, you know, we know what's going in space, and you're looking at the innovations every day. It's all science and tech, where what you were talking about earlier, Lauren, it was, you know, back in the day, it was industry. You know, it was steel mills. We were putting up skyscrapers and building the Golden Gate bridges and, you know, doing these big, big projects. And now it's, everything's turning into technology. It's all science and technology. So, you know, we have to redirect our thinking when it comes to raising the kids. We have to get back to math and science, and teach our children to read and swim. If I swear, if your kids swim well and read well, they will do wonders in life. They're going to make it. No matter what happens, they're going to survive.
You would be – I know just from you telling me that, I know you're not going to be surprised, but our listeners would be surprised – of the people that cannot swim. I cannot believe it. Everybody should know how to swim, or somebody should. And then you know why people ain't able to swim, Chase, is because their parents wasn't able to swim, you know? So let's break that cycle. Let somebody jump in the water. Let's go swimming tonight. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Honestly, and that's why. Just the act of swimming and conquering so many things. You learn, and you're successful, and you're diving in a deep end, and 100 things can go wrong, but it doesn't. You learn to trust your body. You learn to trust your skills.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, yeah, there's 100 things I could list off why swimming is just good for you.
It's like when you jump in the water, even though it's not like where we're natural supposed to. It's supposed to be, it's just like such a natural thing to just keep flow and the move. It's just like, it's like some kind of synchronicity, or some kind of like, well, not even synchronicity, but like some kind of like movements of like graceful, like some, it's like an art. Let's say it's like an art, and also great exercise, you know, to be able, because if we're swimming in water, wouldn't we be manipulating that element? In a sense, but maybe what stays the energy is our natural energy source of some sort.
maybe. I don't know. I've been doing a lot of spirituality shows, Chase.
Reason number 47 and 52, right, of why swimming's good. But I think it's really, you know, just getting back to basic elements as well. You know, life is not sustainable anywhere without water. No life, not just humans, any life is not sustainable without water. So, you know, there, it's just a lot of reasons why if you could teach your kids to swim and read, and then you instill that empowerment, and it is empowerment for them to want to discover, want to explore. You know, and when I say ask the tough questions, be in science class. Man, I'll remember the first time. It's why I got into ufology, reading Eric Von Daniken, Chariots of the Gods. It didn't matter if he's right or wrong. I remember, I've never heard questions like that. I was stunned. And you know, it taught me to not just accept that sentence, but to really focus in. Wait, what did they say? You know what? I have a question about that. And your hand goes up. Oh, that's how you get the Steve Jobs. That's how you get the Golden Gate Bridge. That's how you get, you know, the beautiful architecture. Or this is how you get the next Mona Lisa. People not that's afraid right. to stand on the edge and jump. Can't be afraid to fail. You've got to be willing to take chances.
And I wouldn't be right here where I am today talking to you if I didn't be. You wouldn't be right here talking to me right now if we never took a chance in life and got where we are today and established and feel good about where we're at. Be around great people that you just want to give a hug every time you're around because you just love them to death. You know, it's just. That's what the whole UFO community's got, and I love it. You know, I've really not met, I was at a paranormal conference not too long ago, and it wasn't the same energy. I just wanted to get loaded. I was just playing. I think that just the best people alive on this earth walking right now is in the various fields of the unexplained, be it the cryptids or the UFOs. And, I love paranormal, too. There's a lot of good elements about the paranormal aspects I do like. But, it just seems like you're easily to get swindled in the paranormal because there's a lot of, I ain't gonna say false prophets, but false mediums, people that could give, actually do more worse than good. You know, because in the UFO field, we're basically just putting out the evidence that we've gathered first in our own research or others and put it in front of the table in the, the paranormal field. Somebody's telling you maybe the right thing, but maybe the wrong thing too, which could do absolute damage. Kind of like that, what was that one medium, or I don't want to say psychic, everybody hisses at me whenever I say psychic, I'll say medium. Bells on Montel, I think it was like Sylvia Brown or something like that, am I right?
Yes,
Okay, you remember them girls that they found in the apartment and that one guy that, Amanda something, they kept like three of them women in that, that Mexican guy kept them three women hostage for like 20 years or something. I mean, not 20 years, but you remember that, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, but yeah, that's basically what I was talking about. I don't know. I was going somewhere with that. I was really going somewhere with that. Oh, man. It's just so great talking to you. I swear, I am starstruck right now. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh, Lauren. Well, I think the UFO community has been kind of the boots on the ground and, you know, coming up from the first time we had that cover-up and, you know, the government kind of in our face in 1947 after Roswell where people realized, wait a minute, is this a cover-up? Can we trust our government? So, you know, ufology is over 60 years old, so we've had time to kind of grow up a little, and, you know, paranormal is a relatively new field, and, you know, I think we just have to work some kinks out or whatever, but I think everyone has personal responsibility. You know
I remember what I was going to say now. Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. I hate this. Oh, my God, I hate interrupting. I'm so rude. Now I remember what I was going to say. She told that girl's mom that she was dead and come to find out that she was still alive in that house. So that shows you the damage that meeting could do, because she went to the grave thinking that her daughter was dead when you come to find out that she was trapped somewhere. And I think that a lot of people are trapped somewhere that's missing today, right now. They're trapped. Somebody's holding them hostage. I don't know who it is. There's a lot of human trafficking. There's a lot of stuff like that. But it shows you that sometimes you can get the wrong information. And I just went out of the ballpark just now, so I'm going to take us just back a little bit. But you know what I mean, though.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my God, it's amazing. We got to, hey, I got to hit up a convention. Your one is, Laughlin's going to be happening again this year, isn't it?
It is, and I love Paula Harris events because, you know, you know, it all depends on who's throwing these events, what kind of, you know, feeling or precedent is set for everyone. And you know, when you're going to something Paula's put together, it is absolutely going to be awesome.
Always the best.
Yes, yes. And, you know, she insists on it. And the way she runs her conferences are really unique, very unique in the way that it comes out very positive, no problems at all. And, yeah, I just adore her. There's several others. I just attended, actually, a paranormal conference in Florida. And, you know, Maria, that they own Seven Sisters Inn down in Ocala, Florida. It was one of the most amazing weekends I've had in a long time.
Oh,
and, yeah,
man.
I think Kevin was really over there.
Kevin posted some videos. I think I've seen something like that.
Kevin was there. It's always a great surprise to see him, for sure. Yes, he was there. They live in Florida, so I guess
it was just around the corner, you know.
Yeah,
hey,
exactly.
I want to put together, you know, I don't know how many minutes that we got left. If we get shut off, I want to end on this. I want to put together something. I'd like to have an event made. I don't know how to do that, but I would love to have one and have you there, have Micah there, have these, you know, have just so much these great people together and come just bring some ideas and have different panels and discussions and everything, and everybody's input. I love that. It's just so important. It's what we need, and have other people to come out and see what we do, and trying to give out the answers but put you in the right direction. And I think that's just so important.
Abso-friggin-lutely. Absolutely.
Oh my God. I'll drink to that. No, I'm just kidding. I don't drink no more. But no, I just wish, I don't know, I'm going to do some more projects. I've took this more farther than I ever thought I would. There's no slowing down. It just keeps on getting better, you know, and I want to do collaborations. Hey, and if I'm supposed to be your little brother, ain't you supposed to let your little brother tag along on the adventures?
Yes, I am. For real, right?
Yeah, man, I want to do some researching, too. I want to go on location. That's what I want to do.
Oh,
I want to go. I want to be like, you're like the female Indiana Jones. I want to be like run like past boulders and stuff, finding answers, man. No, I'm just throwing some comedy relief in there, but
No, it's just always a great pleasure talking to you. I respect, you know, I'll put a little joke in, but I love what you do. You know, I think of you, hey, I think there ain't nobody in this world better in my eyes. Besides,
thank you, Lauren.
Besides my son and family members and stuff like that.